Since you're the only station I can hear anywhere on the east coast of Florida, I thought I'd have to give you a call and tell you what a great job your signal is doing.
I'm telling you.
Tonight on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, it's Tech Tuesday. And to help you with some last-minute Mother's Day gifts, we have our tech expert Steve Van Dinter joining the show with comedian Michael Palasak. And be sure to get your calls in for Tell Me Something Good happening at the end of the show. And now, the favorite show of those living in the vicinity of Guaranteed Rate Field. It's time for Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Is it finally Tuesday night? I know. Who looks forward to Tuesday? I do, because it's not Monday. It's not, you know, doesn't have one of those silly hump day names. I'm excited because it's beautiful weather. I know the Sox dropped another game, but that's okay. There's another game tomorrow. We're playing the Pirates. It's all good. I have a question for everybody. I want to know what, two things. I want to know, is it okay and safe for me to put away all of my winter gear? Because I know there are people who think that if I do that now, I am jinxing it. And the other thing is, I want to know, what's your official, like, this is my beginning of summer go-to moment? For me, it's going to be putting up my hammock tomorrow. And maybe it is putting away your winter gear, but I am very excited that we've had a couple days in a row of just incredible weather. Esmeralda, is it safe for me to put away my winter gear, my snow boots, my winter coats, my gloves, hats?
I want to say yeah. Okay. Maybe.
I mean, and should you say yes and I put it away and then it snows, you are not held accountable for giving me advice.
Can you put it in a box?
Yes. I mean,
and then put it away.
So like what if I put it, so you're, like maybe if I just move it from the general accessible area, right? My hooks coming at the top of the stairs and I just put them in a tub, but on like in my house, but not in the basement.
Yes.
So the basement is the final holding area.
Can you put it in a box and then close it? Like a cardboard box, so it's closed, but it's not permanently closed.
It's easily gotten to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you fold the lids.
Yeah, like, yeah, this just sort of like
the
that
crisscrossy thing.
Mm-hmm. Overlapping.
Right.
Okay. I like the way, I
so
like the way you're thinking.
It's permanent, but not permanent.
Okay. I like that. And I'm going to pare down. I have a lot of winter boots. I have about four different types of winter boots, plus about five different types of, you know, fall and winter, I have a lot of riding boots.
Wow.
I know. My husband's like, I don't see the difference between any of these. I'm like, well, these have a buckle in the back. These have a round toe. These have a little bit of a wedge. These have a little bit of a heel. So we have to go through every single pair of them. But yes, I think
Very
it is
different.
Time. I think it's time. I think it's okay. I think you're right. So temporary storage that isn't the end of winter storage, just the leading up to putting it away.
Yeah, because you don't want to have to go dig it out if, you know, it gets colder again.
Right.
Because it could get a little chillier at night.
It could get chilly. Well, that's the other thing is I don't get rid of anything. And I have about a good 20 years worth of winter and fall and spring-like coats that I've accumulated.
You should probably
pare that down.
Edit that.
Yeah. I was thinking about that show, What Not to Wear. They would tear apart my closet.
Ooh, they take everything.
Oh, they would dump it all. They do. They throw it all away. 312-981-7200. Is it time to put the winter gear in storage? Have you done it already? Or am I jumping the gun? And do you think I'm jinxing it? Because some people think I've been blamed for this before. So 312-981-7200. Is it time to put away the winter gear? And what is your official beginning of summer event? What's your ritual? What's the one thing for you that really means summer has now begun? 312-981-7200. More in a moment on 720 WGN. What is the official beginning of summer for you? And this is a good one from the 414. Official summer begins when kids get out of school and family vacations begin. Say thank you, Sally. I think that's a good one. For me, it's going to be, and this is only my second summer with a hammock. I've wanted a hammock for many, 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 many years. Last year, I finally bought one on Amazon. It's hard, too, because it's pretty big. It's a freestanding wood frame. It looks like an ark. It looks like the hull, like almost like a hull of a boat, but just like the one. And it wasn't that difficult to put together, although I did have to run to Ace Hardware for a couple of parts because the bolts and the screws did not quite fit. But it worked out. It was like like, it cost me $2. The people at Ace Hardware helped me out. And so my official summer beginning is now putting up my hammock. Some people like to barbecue, first time they barbecue. Although some people are great at barbecuing all year round. I'm just wondering what your official beginning of summer is. Is it when the pool's open, your first time going to the beach? Is it, or is it just the first time you get to wear shorts and feel good about it? Michael, do you have an official beginning of summer for you? That's when... That's it. We're headlong into summer.
Oh, I look forward to this day every year, and it's the day where I could put on shorts and go running by the lake outside.
Uh-huh.
I'm lucky enough to live close enough to Lakeshore Drive, so I can just jump on that and run towards Navy Pier. And oh my gosh, everyone is.
Have you done it yet?
I have.
Okay, what day
Summer's
did you do that?
Here. I think yesterday. Yesterday was Monday.
That was your official. So Michael's summer began yesterday.
Woo!
That's awesome.
It's about darn time.
And it was crowded too, wasn't it?
It was so packed. But the good thing is they haven't busted out the carts with the family, you know, that goes on and they all pedal at the same time. And there's like four people. I don't know why those things exist.
Yeah, what are those even called? Those pedicabs, but everyone can drive them, sort of.
Yeah, and there's always laughter being involved, and I'm never laughing because they're always in my way. So,
and do they swerve a lot, those carts?
They swerve, and there's kids like who are just trying to pedal, and I'm like, you can't pedal. And then there's a lot of like crashing, and I'm trying to run, so there's so many people, skateboards and stuff, and it's just bothersome.
But that's why you should run at night,
ooh.
Like after your. Well, it'd probably be weird to run after your shift.
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever do that?
Like,
because it would be empty. It would. I mean, like, it's a nice nighttime run, but I don't know if it's something you'd feel comfortable doing. I know I couldn't do it, but I would love to be able to do that.
That would be really nice. I would just need like those blinkers.
Yes,
or something like that.
And plus, it wouldn't be as steaming hot, because this is like we went very quickly into very warm weather.
Mm-hmm,
there
mm-hmm.
wasn't that gradual. Because I like running. If I do run, and by running I mean I run a block, I walk a block, I run a block, I walk a block. Mm-hmm. I can't do just solid running. It's not my favorite thing to do.
Mm-mm.
You know what I do when it's very hot is I will run. I will run in the sun and walk in the shade.
Oh, okay.
So
that's a good balance.
Yeah. So that way I get through the hot sunny parts faster, and then I stroll in the shade. And believe me, I try to find the shadiest routes in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't really go running in tunnels anytime soon because it'd be all walking.
That's why I should do more forest preserve runs, because there's a lot of shade in the forest preserve.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do more of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that for some people, yeah, being able to get that first nice run in, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It feels so good in breathing that air finally, because mm-hmm. as you know, when we leave the station, it's very dark and cold outside. I actually brought my coat tonight because it's 69 degrees outside in Chicago.
It's gorgeous.
And it's going to drop probably to like 50 and it gets really cold.
That still sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds really good. A listener from the 231 says that their beginning of summer is the Indy 500 auto race. So that's their beginning of summer. For some people, it was when Great America opened. I didn't realize how early Great America opens now. And I'm just looking, actually, the reason I thought of that, there was just a commercial for Six Flags zipping across our screen here in the Allstate Showcase studio. We do have our season passes. And I kind of think that for us, Great America is starting to be one of those things that we go through the motions of going to, like almost out of habit. I have to find a way for it to be fun again, because otherwise it's just like we get the season pass. We feel like we have to go because we have the season pass. I remember one year I was trying to get my value, like you only have to go twice for it to really be worth having bought. And one year I picked up Griffin from school and I said, hey, you want to go to Great America? Yeah, we can go right now. He goes, and he said, this is my kid. He goes, do we have to?
Oh man,
he wanted to go home and do homework. That's fine. That's my kid. That's all right. It's all good. So I think that for some people, it's my friend Heather just put in her call for her pool guy to come out. She's going to get her pool all set for the summer. So that's for some people when the pools start. I know there are water features in a lot of park districts. As soon as those come on, that feels like the beginning of summer. I think once you can jump in the lake without wanting to get out quickly, maybe that's the official beginning of summer.
Oh, yeah. You know, Patty, you just reminded me of something. Did your parents, did you go into the public pool a lot when you were young?
I lived at the public pool.
That's
at Norwood Park. Yeah,
you were a lifeguard for much time.
I lived in the water
when I was young. The first day of the summer, when I was like 10 years old, was when my mom would sew on the public pool metal patch to my bathing suit.
Your pool pass.
The pool pass.
Yes.
And that's when I was like, all right, it's on.
Summer has begun.
Yes. I miss those days. Simple.
Well, and the thing is, like, did you ride your? You probably rode your bike to the pool.
Yeah.
Right. I can't think of a situation in which I just Griffin is not very independent, and I kind of think maybe that's one of the things that we didn't do quite. Like this should like a day like today, there were tons of kids at the park. You know, they were throwing the ball around. We have a basketball court across the street. Mm-hmm. There were kids playing football and baseball, and they were sitting under trees and talking. And my kid was doing homework, and
yeah,
it's okay. It's good. I'm glad that he's very passionate about his schoolwork. Mm-hmm. I just think he needs to get out there, get some sunshine, get some vitamin D, get some fresh air.
Scrape up the knees a bit.
Well, for me, I was not only was I living at the pool every summer, I loved day camp. I loved Girl Scout camp. Mm-hmm. I loved doing all the things that meant summer. I loved all the, and I think that for a lot of people in Chicago, we go at summer hard.
Yes.
As soon as it's warm enough, like you got to soak it all up because it's going to be cold before you, it just was, and it's going to be again. So you got to enjoy it. You got to get out there. One of our listeners from the 847 says that their official beginning of summer is the Kentucky Derby. So that means that summer for them began on Saturday. Ez, did I ask you what your official beginning of summer is? What's your official?
I want to say it's when I pull out my bike.
Yes.
Because I have limits, or I have a temperature that I will not ride my bike at.
Okay.
So... I guess the marker would be when I start riding my bike to work.
Ah, and you have not done that yet?
Not yet, because it's the marker of, it has to be in the 60s. Low 60s is kind of where, if it's...
Consistently.
If it goes lower than that, I'm not riding my bike, because it's too chilly.
Right.
With the wind and everything.
Well, by the time you leave here, it's chillier.
Right, so I'm looking at the lows and all that. But I have been riding my bike.
You have been
just not to work.
Just not to work yet.
Yeah, because it's nighttime, so I gotta kind of take into account weather. If I'm gonna be real chilly,
I agree. Well, I mean, like you don't want to be miserable and know that you've committed to riding, right?
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, I could put it on a train or a bus, but...
That's aggravating. By the way, did you see there was an article yesterday that came out about the most dangerous bike path in Chicago? I want to say
that's
Ashland.
Terrible that it's a bike. Is it a actual bike
lane?
Path?
Like not a path like on the in the but the
but
like the
a
route
lane?
Like a route
that's oh, a
the
route.
Most and I want to say it was on Ashland, and one of the people that was interviewed said that his problem was other dangerous bicyclists. He said it's bad enough dealing with motorists who don't care about cyclists, but when you have other cyclists who are being reckless, I didn't even
For sure. No. That's kind of the worst part when you're on the bike path is the people walking. Plus, the people who think they're doing the whatever with that French race that happens, that French bike.
Tour de France.
They think it's a Tour de France down Lakeshore Drive path. And it's like, no, guys.
No.
They don't say anything. They're silent.
On your left.
They say nothing.
You got to say on your left.
They say nothing and they try to go around you. And you're like, I could have just stuck my arm out. And smacked you, and we both would have been down.
I always feel tempted to do that. Stick my foot, like, just like, yeah.
But then they get you, too.
Oh, yeah, they
that's
would.
That's the thing.
Yeah, you get all
you're
snarled.
Going with it.
Mm-hmm. It's not safe. Beginning of summer, I think we're pretty close to calling time to pack away the winter gear, but I'm not going to be the one that jinx it. More after this on 720 WGN. It is tech time, and joining us in studio is Steve Van Dinter, our tech guru, our gadget guy, on loan to us. Is that a weird way to put it, that Verizon lends you to us?
I like that you say loaning. I mean, I feel like I'm a warm presence or a gift.
Yes,
a gifted. It
thank you.
Shouldn't be loaned out.
Yes,
you know.
Just gifted to us by Verizon. He goes around the country and does all kinds of great segments on TV, whether it's for like morning shows or you know they do. I love when you guys did the surprise reveal for the family.
Was so fun. That was in Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah. That was very very cool. And we also have in studio with us, fresh off of his appearance. I know I said fresh, but it's like been a week since you were.
were on the Late Late Show.
I haven't told people it was last week, but it is 2 weeks. It's been
two weeks.
Yeah,
feels like it was.
It was not last Thursday, but the Thursday before. Yeah,
the Late Late Show. Michael Palasek was on with James Corden.
Yeah, did you? And Method Man.
And Method Man. Yeah. I don't know who that is.
He
but
was
anyway,
Wu Tang Clan.
Who's Method Man?
He was a rapper on the Wu Tang Clan. They're a group in the 90s.
See, this is where I don't know stuff.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's okay. You know Method Man, right? He's also in a movie, How High?
Yeah.
Was it How High?
And he's in that show with James Franco on HBO, The Deuce?
The Deuce, about the porn industry in the 1970s. Yeah. Well, then I shall check that out.
But yeah, anyways, it was amazing. It was a dream come true.
I didn't know who Childish Gambino was or the guy who is his real name.
Donald Glover.
Until this past Saturday. Yes.
Wow. Like Parks and Rec?
I haven't watched Parks and Rec. My husband's been showing me clips of Parks and Rec.
Well, he wasn't in Parks. He was in Community.
Also that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
See? Also have not seen that either.
Okay.
We were talking before we jump into the gadgets and comedy and Michael Palasek, by the way, at the Zanies on Wells in Old Town. We're talking about summertime in Chicago and when the official summer start is. I say it's when I put this. Now it's officially when I put my hammock up. It will be officially summer. Michael says when he can go for his Michael Heidemann says when he can go for a run by the lake in his shorts. Esmeralda says when she can start riding her bike to work. We have Trucker Jamie, who has some thoughts on when the official summer start is for him. Hey, Trucker Jamie, what do you say?
Hey, well, I'd like to say it's when I start putting shorts on, but I wear shorts about the whole year around. especially when I make those trips down south.
Oh, of course, I would imagine. Plus, you're in the, you're hauling stuff. You're in the cab, so you can kind of got a lot of temperature control going on up there.
Yeah, it's like a turtle. My house goes with me where I go. So, anyways, the official time that I change over from winter to summer is when I take out my winter sheets on my bed and put in my summer sheets.
What do you got? What do you got going? Flannel? You got flannel? Some polar fleece sheets? What kind of warm winter sheets do you got?
Yeah, flannel sheets for the winter time. More heavy cloth, and then. In the summertime, they're a lot thinner, thinner sheets. So I did that this last weekend because I was actually home for the first time in quite a while. So
right. I feel good.
I took the opportunity to change them, and so now I'm officially in summer gear.
Yeah.
And do you
good for a couple months?
Yes.
And also when the rhubarb needs to be picked.
Yes.
It needs to be picked now.
I've heard that many, I don't know what that means. So when do you plant rhubarb? And then I guess when it starts to stay over 60 degrees, do you pick the rhubarb?
I right about then, usually about May 1st, April 25th to May 5th.
So now I know.
Rhubarb grows in the winter?
It's a root vegetable.
Okay.
Right?
But it starts out early in the spring and then it just shoots up overnight, just about.
Well, there you go.
It definitely needs to be cleaned out.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately, on my rhubarb, I get about four pickings a year.
What?
So this will be the first one.
What's your go-to recipe with the rhubarb?
My go-to recipe is a rhubarb raisin crunch.
Nice.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's very good. I got a couple ingredients that most people don't put in there, and it comes out really good.
I have a new addiction, and I blame my friend Patricia, whose mom makes the most incredible pickled beets. I ate the whole, she gave me a jar. She's one of those wonderful moms who, before you leave, oh, you got to take some of my pickled vegetables. And I took these pickled beets, and I've been, after I finished the jar, I've been trying to buy other pickled jarred beets from, the Polish grocery stores, and none of them are as tender and as sweet, and, it's amazing.
Those are so healthy for you, too.
Yeah, homemade's always best. I was talking with a friend of mine about eating tomatoes straight out of the garden.
Oh, that's so good. It's so good.
And yeah, the thinner walls and the juiciness of them, boy, you just can't beat that.
I'm looking forward to that.
And the red beets sound great, too, because I love red beets.
I do, too. My dad liked them out of the can. I prefer them out of the garden.
Do you like the beet tops as well?
I use those I juice those.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know.
They're good when you saute them as a spinach as well.
Almost like a collard green kind of a texture to them.
Or a shard or something.
There you go. Thank you, Trucker Jamie.
With the rhubarb, real quick. With the rhubarb, this is the year that I make rhubarb jelly.
Wait.
Jelly?
Jelly?
Last year was wine. This year's jelly. And then next year will be jam.
I love how you're like planning ahead, and you've got this whole sort of plan with the rhubarb.
Do you make
fantastic.
These out of your truck?
Well, it usually gets eaten by everybody else because I can only eat so much.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I pass it out, and it usually runs out every third year.
You mean it doesn't grow back, takes a year off? It's kind of, what do they call it, latent?
I mean,
he makes three years worth.
The jelly runs out every third year, the wine runs out every third year, and the jam runs out every third year.
Wow, that's an excessive amount of rhubarb you got going on.
Sorry, I can a lot of that.
Is it better? Like, is the wine better in its third year or in its first year?
Well, the wine doesn't age once you bottle it.
Okay.
Rhubarb wine.
Yeah, it kind of does. But it lasts about 3 years because that's how often I get to it.
What do you pair that with?
Well, I don't read a whole lot, but maybe when I read the Northwest Ordinance.
I see.
The report, the Congress report. That's what I paired it with.
Congressional. Pair it with a congressional record.
The healthcare bill.
I like that. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to read a book when you're driving down the road at 65.
I don't recommend
an hour.
It.
Yeah. Nor drinking the rhubarb wine.
Yeah.
And drinking the rhubarb wine, and driving this truck at 65. Yeah, that just doesn't quite work out.
I'm looking at recipes right now for rhubarb wine. I'm fascinated. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Trucker Jamie.
Okay.
You're welcome.
We'll talk with you later.
Yeah, be safe on the roads. Take care.
Every chance. Last night I drove by downtown Chicago on my way up.
Oh, you did? I hope we were kind to you. I hope that the drivers were.
Nobody was on the road, which is why I like to go through. It came through right about the time you started for the night, and then I was up in Kenosha. Now I'm up. I'm in Gurnee heading up to Appleton, Wisconsin.
Well, we were just talking about Appleton, Wisconsin, one of the great comedy clubs in the country.
Skyline
at the Skyline
Comedy Cafe.
Yeah, so if...
When I get up there, your market share will improve by one.
I appreciate that. If only we were measuring that. I don't even know. I think that they stop at some of the city limits or the Chicagoland area. But hey, I'll take it. I'm grateful for it. And tell the other truckers, spread the word. Tell the truckers. We need like a truckers billboards. You know.
Oh yeah, every chance we get.
Exactly. That's great. Thank you.
All right, I must be off. I'll let you go.
Thank you, Trucker Jamie. We'll talk to you again soon. Be safe.
Later. You too.
Bye. See ya. What is your... So, Michael, yes. I know that you live in Los Angeles now, yes. So you don't necessarily have the changing of the seasons
yes.
the way you used to growing up as a lad in
yes.
the Midwest.
Yes.
What does summer mean to you? Like, what's the official start for summer?
Well, I remember when I first came back from college, that's when... Because I went to school, like, in Cincinnati. It was a little warmer, mm-hmm. and I came up, and I had, like... It was just cold most of May. It was like 30 to 50. So I was like, well, it's not now. I think it's like the middle of June, probably like when you can go in the lake and not die.
That's what was on the list of. I have to agree. I think that's one of the, when the water temperature doesn't mm-hmm. make you want to die. Yes,
yeah,
die instantly. It stops your heart when you jump in the water. Yeah. How about you, Steve Van Ditter?
For me, it's the ability to leave your window open at night and not freeze to death.
Oh, that is a good feeling.
Waking up in the morning, smelling that, hearing the birds, like it's always great.
The landscapers next door.
Right, exactly. Garbage trucks.
Construction.
My husband does not leave. We all have bad allergies.
Yeah, me too. I haven't lived that life.
Yeah, we don't open the windows.
Oh,
so
that's too bad.
I know. I mean, and like I get in the mood to like do some like spring cleaning, like mm-hmm. cleaning out the house. And,
yeah.
But part of that means opening the windows and letting fresh air into the house because you've gotten all that like months and months of winter and it's gotten musty. And so I'll have to wait till he leaves the house and open the windows. And everyone will be their eyes will be watering and noses will be running. When we come back, Steve Van Ditter is going to tell us about some of the great gadgets you might want to get for your mom. Is this just for moms? Or this is obviously for anybody.
Anybody. We kind of tailored it tonight towards moms, but you know what? I'd like it. Michael probably like it. You know.
There you go.
Nice.
It's coming up. Mother's Day is this Sunday.
Yeah.
So first of all, get your you can go on an app called Open Table, or maybe there's other reservation apps you can use and check and see if your restaurants still have any tables left. I'm not doing brunch. I think I'm going to do a dinner with my mom.
Oh, that'd be nice.
By the way, when we come back, we got to talk about Knife and Tine as well. My favorite restaurant. One of my favorite restaurants. I have a few. My go-tos. Sadly, Knife and Tine will be closing their doors on June 10th, and they're going to be having all kinds of fun events before before that. They're not closing their doors suddenly. They want to keep the doors open and say thank you to all the people who've been coming and enjoying the restaurant. I know a lot of our listeners have traveled actually long distances to enjoy the incredible food at Knife and Tine. Again, the restaurant on Fullerton will be closing on June 10th, but it's not the end of the story, but we go celebrate, enjoy some of they're going to roll out some of their items that people love that maybe aren't on the menu anymore, and you can definitely catch me there quite a bit over the next month. More after this on 720 WGN. I was laughing because there's a texter who said that their beginning of summer is the sound of summer, crying coming from behind the dressing room curtain as you try on a bathing suit. That would definitely be my whimpering in the ladies' room. It's been a long winter. It's been a lot of late nights. Oh, you're
you
very kind.
Great.
Thank you very much. No, I appreciate that.
I just say how it is.
Thank you. Just thinking about, I have the same bathing suit. I bought a bathing suit from TJ Maxx in 2000. And
18
somehow,
years ago?
18 years
That's
ago.
That's great. That's great.
And I don't know how it's held up. I've gained and lost weight, and I still feel okay about it. It's a two-piece.
Uh-huh.
And because I'm not going to get any details about bathing suits, but she's right, or whoever, I shouldn't assume it was a woman. He might be right, but it is traumatic to try a bathing suit. As when was the last time you went shopping for a bathing suit?
Woo!
Yeah,
to probably 2007.
It's not something we go out of our way to do. I think that the one I bought in 2000 was the last time I felt okay about the situation. well, and then I had kids. My first child was born in 2003. Declan's was born in 2005. So, yeah. That's all right. I'm fine.
No, I think... No, there's an episode of Seinfeld where he scratches out the number in the jeans from when he started out comedy. He changes it from 30 whatever to 32.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. So we are talking about tech stuff. We've got in studio comedian Michael Palasak, who's appearing at the Zanies on Wells. You can go to zanies.com for ticket information. Zanies.com, and then you'll see the list of all the comedy clubs. He's the one on Wells downtown, and that's one of the... they're celebrating their 40th anniversary, mm-hmm. So go down to the one of the best comedy clubs in the country. And Steve Van Dinter, our gadget guru, our gift from Verizon, is talking about what you can gift your mother for Mother's Day. And this doesn't have to be, you know what? Also keep in mind the people in your life who are also mother figures. Maybe you have somebody who you've turned to for advice, maybe shared secrets with. somebody that you really find to be, you know, someone that you look up to. Maybe you don't have a mom in your life right now. Because a lot of people also think about this when Mother's Day can be hard for some people.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about some of the great gadgets you've brought in studio, Steve.
So I brought a whole range of stuff. So wanted to keep in mind different price ranges, different, like, you know, things that moms would like. So the first one, we'll start with the most inexpensive. So a lot of moms are walking around with pop sockets on their phones nowadays.
What are pop sockets?
Pop sockets are these little guys that are on the back of your phone.
Okay.
I never knew that's what those were called.
Yeah, pop sockets.
I just thought that would be annoying in my pocket.
Yeah. So a lot of people like to just fiddle with them, but they do serve a purpose. You can actually get a pop socket vent mount, which is the gift idea that I was going to suggest. So if mom's got a pop socket, you get her the pop socket vent mount. So she puts her phone in the pop socket vent mount and now attaches it to the vent in her vehicle. Ooh. So when she's driving, if she's using Google Maps, Apple Maps, whatever she might use to get around, or if she's got music and she wants to play it, no longer is she fumbling in the seats as, you know, she's trying to get the directions queued up. It's actually right there in front of her. So and those are inexpensive. Yeah, absolutely.
Where do I find those at?
So we sell them at Verizon, at verizonwireless.com. Otherwise, you can also look online. Again, they're called pop socket vent mounts.
And they fit either iPhones or Google
yeah,
phones.
Yeah, so the pop sockets themselves, she does need a pop socket. And then, you know, basically she can just slide it right into the vent mount.
Nice. That's so smart.
Here, you want to sit and and the little pop socket telescopes a little bit so that you can.
Yeah. And so it's and the pop sockets are very inexpensive. You can actually pop them off and on.
So if you have one, you don't have to always have it on there.
No. You can pop them off, and they've got this this reattachable sticker on the back. So I usually keep the little pop socket holder where it came in this little package, and you can just put it back in.
I was at a conference.
Using it.
A lot of companies are starting to hand these out with their logo on the pop socket.
Yes, they're very.
So does that expand? Is that how it fits in the? How does it fit into the vent?
To the vent mount. So if you see on the back where that little telescopic thing is,
yeah,
it goes to a point. The vents in your car, you just go ahead and
push it right out. Look, Patty's demonstrating both sides. Here.
Sorry, yeah. I know this is good radio.
So this is really great. So
well, Steve's talking.
As trucker Jamie's driving down the road right now and envisioning the vent. But it just really, it sticks right into it. It makes it very easy.
That's cool. A fun little gadget right there.
Yeah, like I said, nice, inexpensive.
I like that price range.
Gadget enhancement.
Yeah, exactly. Like we're looking at like 10 to 15 bucks, so not a big deal. So we talked before, I know we were talking to folks here in the studio about the new Fitbit Versa that just came out. So I'm wearing it, Patty. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Excellent.
This one is the newest Fitbit from Fitbit. It's their basically their second generation smartwatch. They had the Ioniq that came out last year. This is the Fitbit Versa. So you've got apps you can download for. It's going to keep track of exercise. It's got continuous heart rate monitoring. And new this month, starting in May, it actually has female health tracking as well. So there you can track cycles. You can track all sorts of different facts.
How do you track? Does it track it through? So we have to enter your dates.
You have to enter, yes. You enter the stuff into the app, but it's going to go ahead and let you keep track. Also, if you're not feeling well during certain times of the month and things like that, you can actually keep track and log it. So when you go and have that conversation with your physician, you've got the log to show throughout the month itself.
This is mine. So I have one called Period Tracker. And I know this is a lot of information for people, but what I like about it is what you're saying exactly. Like I'll notice. Oh, I'm like I have cravings for like salty stuff, or I really need some bourbon, but also like any other symptoms. But what I like about this is it tells me when I am, you know, the prime times. Let's say if I wanted to get pregnant or I don't want to get pregnant, I can tell from this calendar what those dates are. But the one thing that makes me a little bit sad about this sometimes is it's like sexually active, and it's been a while. So let's take a break here, and I'm going to contemplate that for a few moments. More after this on 720 WGN. Mother's Day is this Sunday, so to help you out with some ideas, maybe if your mom's into gadgets or she's not, I think there's some great ideas here from Steve Van Dinter. He's our gift from Verizon, our tech guy, and we also have comedian Michael Palasak in studio. I don't know if your parents are listening, but have you bought your mom a Mother's Day gift yet?
Well, I haven't gotten her anything yet.
Okay.
If there's some more ideas, I think the Versa might be good, but that's... You know, I need to be on TV more for that. James Corden doesn't give me Versa money.
Versa money.
Yeah, right.
So we were talking about the Versa, which is a smartwatch. Is the watch you're wearing, is that a smartwatch?
It is.
It looks really cool.
Thank you.
Is that the, you got the Moto 360, right?
The smartwatch is a Misfit.
Misfit, that's right.
Ooh, it's a Misfit wearable. Misfit.
Did you pick that out from that distance?
Like, well, I saw it earlier today when we were talking before.
Eagle eye.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's a small screen.
Yeah, I saw the
10
circle.
10 feet from you, and you're like, that's the circle, a Moto. Yeah. What's the serial number?
Yeah, right.
That's the is that the model 21? Okay, so that there's a big market right now for a wide range of choices when it comes to smartwatches. What sets the Versa apart for what will people like about
it's
this?
It's different than some of the others. So it's going to be definitely lightweight. You notice it's got that low profile for you when you wear it on your wrist. What I like about it when you wear it, like your shirt cuffs and stuff don't hook on it like some of the other smartwatches that you may wear. At least when you have really tiny wrists like I do, things tend to get caught pretty easily.
Right.
This one, it doesn't. So I like that. On the left-hand side, you got your back button. On the right-hand side, you've got the ability to start up alarms, to queue up things like your Starbucks app. So if you want to use it for payment when you go get your coffee. So there are a limited number of apps that are actually compatible with it currently. You also get things like your notifications of text messages and phone calls when they come in. And you can also use it to play your music. So if you have Bluetooth music that you like to play while working out, you don't have to pull out your phone. You can actually just use your watch to do it that way. You can also have Bluetooth headphones tied right into it.
Am I going to mess up your stats here by wearing your watch, like the heart rate and everything? For Wednesday morning, you've only walked 145 steps.
Well, I mean, I've been sitting in this chair for a little while. the thing is too, and it's the thing with these, like you want to wear them as much as possible because you do keep track of all these stats, including things like how well you're sleeping. They even show you your phases of sleep. So it helps you try to get to bed a little bit earlier. I find when I wear them, though, it's just kind of disappointing because I'm like, man, I get a lot less sleep than I thought I did.
It tells you when you're in REM? Yeah. Does it let you know that kind of stuff?
I'll show you what it looks like to read out.
I've started setting my iPad to let me know what time my heart out for going to sleep. You got to be in bed because I get home at 2:30, sometimes 3 o'clock, and I've made my heart out like I've got to be in bed and trying to get to sleep by 4:15.
Oh, that's hard.
Otherwise, it's
watch
very
Netflix
hard.
Stuff.
I know. speaking of which, let me see. Well, I have a show for you. I don't know if we'll talk about it in a few minutes.
So you see there on the graph, it actually shows you your sleep pattern.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Steve.
Oh, no. Is it bad?
5.5 hours. Hours of sleep?
That was the best night this week. So
how long are you in bed when you only get 5.5 hours?
It depends.
This says about 6 hours and 6 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So
you got to be in bed for 8.
I know.
You got to change.
You know.
Let's all call Verizon right now. Yeah. You need better sleeping hours.
Although, I mean, you were asleep for 65% of the time that you were in bed.
Yeah, so I thought that's pretty good, you know.
I slept for 12 hours today.
Did you?
Is that the best? I mean, is it a great feeling, or is it? Because I sometimes feel like I'm overly groggy.
You get groggy after
that. Well, I think at 10 I probably would have been groggy, but the 12 was just like great. I didn't sleep a lot the last two nights, but it was great.
Oh no, I could do. That's one of the things about being a comic is that we have that.
It's a great perk. You never have to push yourself more
you
than
just
like 2 days.
Pass right out.
I can sleep anywhere. Yeah. Anywhere. As soon as the engines start going on a plane,
you're
out
like a light.
Yeah. I am done. Yeah. I would love to see how deeply I'm sleeping on a plane, though, with somebody leaning against me.
It's probably light, but you know, I think it all adds up.
This is amazing. What app is this for?
So that's the Fitbit app itself. So the data comes from your phone, it comes from the wearable, and then it goes to your phone. It keeps track over time. Also keeps track of your heart rate, so you can actually see like when you may be more stressed, you actually see elevated levels, or when you're working out, things like that. So you can actually tell if you ever have a heated argument with someone, you can see that spike on your map for the day. Like, man, that really did elevate the heart rate.
Do you get like a smiley face or a star if you get 8 hours of sleep?
You get a star if you get 7.5. I think I got 1 star in the last week.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Does your smartwatch do anything like the monitoring the heart rate or anything like that?
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
It does the heart rate and the steps.
How about sleeping?
It's supposed to, but it's through their, the thing, whatever the Misfit uses, and I was reading that it uses up a lot of battery, so
I turned
it off.
Oh.
And I just use Google Fit for my steps.
There you go. Yeah, that makes sense. Is this your Pixel?
It is my Pixel, yes.
Yes. I have a Pixel too. I'm not used to seeing it without the case.
Oh yeah, and I probably should have one.
Speaking of which, by the way,
it feels
Steve,
so cool without having the case. Sorry.
It does, doesn't it?
I feel like a rich person holding your phone. I was like, it doesn't matter what I do to this. It's just free.
Ask Steve why. Steve Van Dinter was at Verizon with my family. You can ask Steve why I cannot not have a case. I have an OtterBox. My son would take it. Like, Declan takes things and just wants to see what it feels like.
It went flying across the store, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he throws things. But Steve and Griffin both have the Moto Z, right? That's what we ended up with them?
Yeah.
So Steve knocked his phone while he was doing the dishes. It fell off the ledge into the sink. I immediately put it in the bag of rice like you're supposed to. I mean, like, as the speaker started to, like, it started to garble. And we left it in the bag of rice for about 24 hours, and everything was fine.
Yeah, so that one actually has got water resistance on it, too.
It's water resistant, but online you find a lot. Not everybody gets them back up, but ours was back up.
Nice.
Just want to tell you, thank you so much for talking. I knew there was a reason why I needed to get, because
that's
mine
the one, like, you can literally, like, it has a shatterproof screen.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's I've actually chucked it in a TV station before at the cement, just to prove that you can't. I mean, don't do that with your personal phone, but you know.
He did that in studio, and I, like, one of the first times I met him, he's like throwing things across the room, like, please don't throw. That's funny, you're making me. I get that it's a system. Like, I remember the first time I ever went to an auto show. It was when the Saturns first came out. I was a kid, and the guy was kicking the doors to show us how it would just pop back out, and it made me so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like, I was like,
could you please stop kicking the car? I don't know why you're doing that. Let's see, from the 708. Hey, Patty. Speaking of being able to sleep anywhere. Have you ever been able to sleep while getting an MRI, even with all the banging and clanging that machine makes? I managed to sleep through a 75-minute test. It was the best MRI I ever had. I've had an MRI because I have bulging discs. I have some bad spinal stuff. I had a car accident. I don't think I slept through that because I was really scared that there was something wrong with my spine.
Yeah.
I lost the entire, all sensation in my left arm.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was really worried there was, spinal damage. So not that time, but I'm sure if I had it a couple more times, maybe I would be able to sleep through an MRI. Yeah, it's like clanking all the, you're in this tube, and it sounds like someone just hammering away at the outside of the tube. So we've got the Versa.
Yep, we had the mount for the pop socket.
All right.
And then, so if mom is someone that likes to relax, go to the beach, go to the pool during the summer, this is a really cool speaker. This is a JBL Link 10, waterproof, drop-proof.
I love the JBLs. So the JBLs are really great speakers.
Great sound.
Yeah.
But check this out. So if there's Wi-Fi, or if you throw up a Wi-Fi hotspot from your phone, now it's also got the Google Assistant built into it as well. Ooh. So it doesn't need your phone around, but you can actually just say the magic keywords. I don't want to say it because I don't want to wake up everyone's Google Homes at home.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Yeah, but if you say it.
We've done
then,
it. We have done that before.
There's also a button so I can push it and say, play music for Mother's Day. And so what it's going to do is, again.
Sure. Here's a Spotify playlist called Mother's Day Love.
Oh, so there you go.
So
again, you can ask it anything that you would normally your Google Home. So playing Spotify, asking questions, getting the weather forecast, whatever it might be. Let me turn this up and see what song it actually picked up here. Let's see.
That's a really cool looking speaker. Do you have any of these smart speakers, Michael?
We have a Google one. The little ones.
The mini?
Yeah. So this is like that, only it's portable. So it's battery powered.
Oh, because that one has to plug into the wall.
Right, exactly. Yeah, sure. So this is take it to the beach, take it to the pool. You know, like I said, you could ask for the weather or whatever it might be. Oh, actually, let's see. What's the weather forecast for Mother's Day?
Oh, yes, I want to know that.
Sunday in Wheaton, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 63 and a low of 46.
Oh, no, boy.
That's all not right. Quite as warm as it was today.
We're going to be eating outside. My husband and I'm teasing him quite a bit because Steve is, for, and it's adorable, but he's very much into all the music from the movie Coco.
Oh, cool.
And, but some of them have Spanish names, right? And Spanish singers. And so he'll be like, he'll ask for something like La Llorona. Right? Yeah. And I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but Steve will be like, he'll ask for it and then it'll play some different song altogether. and I'll come in and I'll say it and it goes and here, and it'll play the song that I asked for. And he's like, it only does it when you're around. but it doesn't pick up his voice, even though I've tried to voice match him.
Did you do the fingerprinting with him?
I thought that we had, but he'll be yelling at it and say, hey, and over and over again, and it'll ignore him, and I'll walk in the kitchen and I'll ask for something. And
I find
it plays
when people try to shout at it, it's not as good as just talking to it like a
human. That's how people work too.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, shout at me.
No, I think that they sound like they're being kind. I don't know. Let's practice off the air. I'll show you how. I don't want to wake up everyone's
right, exactly.
device. We are hanging out in the Allstate Showcase studio with Steve Van Dinter, our guru gadget guy from Verizon, and Michael Palasak, who is appearing this week at the Zanies on Wells. Go to zanies.com for ticket information. Amazing comedian. Mm-hmm. And he just finished up with the he was on Late Late Show with James Corden just 2 weeks ago, Thursday. So you can go online, I'm sure, on YouTube and catch that set as well. And by the way, someone from the 412 says, what's wrong with the guy with small wrists and why is he throwing phones around? there's nothing wrong with this, with the guy. He wants to prove that some of these phones are indestructible.
Right.
The Moto Z is just to prove to people that they can buy it without shattering the glass.
Yeah, the Moto Z 2 Force has a shatterproof screen. So
yes.
We don't want you throwing them, but should it pop out of your pocket onto cement, it's going to be fine.
And by the way, I also have small wrists, just so you know. Handcuffs, while fun, don't necessarily work on me. More to this on 7. By the way, I'm listening to this music and just remembering that, don't forget, tomorrow night I will be at the Elbow Room for Appetite, rock and roll storytelling. And I think you can all pretty much guess it's going to be about how nobody ever wants me to sing in public. There's literally a song called Patty Don't Sing. And it's both a statement of fact and a request. So I will be at the Elbow Room. The show starts at 8 p.m. I would love to see you guys. Elbow Room is over on Lincoln Avenue in the Lincoln Park area. And I'm excited about that. We are talking about Mother's Day gifts, and we are hanging out with our gadget guru from Verizon, Steve Van Dinter, in studio. By the way, you can follow him on Twitter at @svandinter, and Michael Palasak in studio, fresh off his appearance 2 weeks ago. Still fresh.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the Late Late Show with James Corden, and he'll be at Zanies on Wells through Sunday, through the whole week.
Yeah.
So you can go to zanies.com for more ticket information about that. We've been talking about gadgets for your mom, but maybe you're curious about gadgets for yourself as well. Glenn joined us on the line. Hey, Glenn, how are you doing?
I'm good, Patty. I just recently purchased a phone, and I was just wondering what the reviews that your gadget guy has gotten on these new Essential phones.
The new Essential phones. Are you familiar?
Yeah, I am familiar. I haven't personally had a chance to play with them.
I've heard good things. You know, they're a nice mid-range price, so you know it's not not going to run you what it does for like the Samsung S9 or the iPhone 10. Definitely got definitely has the hardware of a nice high-end phone. You know, they're relatively new. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this was the company that spun off from one of the original Android developers. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with it. I think they've only got a couple generations out so far, but certainly have the backing of putting new technologies and new innovations into it. So, more to be seen on that. I would love to get a chance to check one out personally, though.
Is it also known as the PH1, the Essential PH1, or is that something else?
The Essential PH1. I liked it because I liked the case. Yeah, the only problem was the case is made of ceramic. And because of that, it's, you know, you can't put it on your dashboard. It slides like crazy.
Oh, sure.
So the problem was it's so new that all the little add-ons that you can buy, you know, like a case or cushioning and stuff like that, literally was almost 2 months behind. So I finally was able to get a new case. And once I had that, I'm amazed by it. And the little add-ons that they have, which is that 360-degree
camera. Yep.
I was a stupid old person who decided, oh, that's kind of neat. I need to have that. And it is fun because I spend a lot of time out on my boat, so out in the middle of Lake Michigan, you know, just putting the phone up in the air and showing people where you're at, and they're just amazed by that. So, but otherwise, I like it a lot, and it's I'm a truck driver, and it takes the abuse of being in the truck really well.
The reviews for this are great. I'm looking at, it's got over 200 reviews with a 4.3, which is excellent.
Yeah.
And most of these reviews are saying that, like one saying that it's got, it's like a Pixel, but with a better screen.
Interesting.
That it's a small phone with a big screen. So a lot of really good reviews on this.
Yeah,
I had not heard of this.
I like it. It looks pretty sexy. I thought it, and with that 360 camera, does that attach on or does that pop out? I'm trying to remember.
It's an attachment.
It is an attachment.
That's with the two little double dots on the back of the phone.
Oh, that's
it's a
right.
Magnetic attachment. So you have to, you know, have a different place to put it. But it does makes a really interesting photograph. And like I said, I've been happy with it. And I think I only paid, I was like, less than $400.
Okay, that's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, for a new phone.
For sure.
Here's one review says it's the BMW of cell phones, wrapped in premium titanium. Wow, this is an interesting, I had not heard of this phone at all.
Yeah, it's started by, so Andy Rubin, who is one of the fathers of Android, actually started this company. So they're expecting
some
big things.
And I like the fact that they're really, really doing their best to keep on making it better, because I must get notice from them, you know, add this and update that and update it. They're updating it probably every other week.
Yeah.
I get an update to it to be able to make it a little bit better.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm glad that you like your phone. Interesting. It's a fun toy to have.
Well, yeah, and it's amazing. I never thought I'd become one of those people who are like, oh, let me check and I'm hooked into this thing that much.
It's
addictive, that's for sure.
Yes, no, I agree. I because I like taking pictures, I absolutely love my Pixel. So glad to hear it, Glenn.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I love listening to you in the evening.
Oh, I appreciate that. Be safe on the roads, okay?
All right, I'll do my best.
All right. Bye-bye. It's everybody else you got to worry about.
Right.
I know what the problem is. I know.
I know how to drive.
Yeah, it's the other people that are a problem.
Everybody else. Exactly.
Right.
I agree with you, Glenn. Be well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And I know you have more gadgets. So let me, I don't want to get into something and then not have time to talk about it. Before we go to the news, I did have to tell you what I've been addicted to on television before I forget. A lot of my listeners already know. Cobra Kai. On YouTube. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
Did you see the Karate Kid movie in 1984, the original?
Yeah, I heard the show's doing great. I haven't watched it yet, but I heard it's great.
It is so good. I can't understand why. Michael, you still have not watched this? Were you a fan of the original movie?
Of Karate Kid?
And I think this must sound corny to people. What was that?
I just said wax on, wax off. That's the only thing I know about that movie.
Pardon me? Oh, you've never seen the movie?
I saw it once when I was with a babysitter back when I was very young.
Okay, so it doesn't hold anything.
Nothing.
No. I could not. This is, I would say, more than anything. You've heard me go crazy about Peaky Blinders.
I love Peaky Blinders.
I enjoyed The Crown. I liked Lost in Space. By the way, did you know that the kid who plays Will Robinson in Lost in Space is from Chicago?
No way.
He went to grade school right on the Northwest Side. He went to Coonley. Sure. He did like Midnight Circus. My son had seen him perform at one of the Midnight Circus does these performances, and it turns out that that's the kid in Lost in Space from Chicago. I thought he was a tremendous actor. When my son was younger, and I don't know, Michael, if I've ever told you the story, Griffin went, I was called by Stuart Talent for Walmart, and they asked me if, they were like, hey, you have kids? And I said, yeah. They said, how old is your son? I said, he's 5. And they asked me to bring him in, and long story short, they hired Griffin and not me.
No way.
They didn't. They wanted Griffin, but they didn't feel that I looked enough like him. Of all the auditions I've had in my entire career, the only thing I had to do was look like the principal's mom. That's the only thing I had. Yeah. I mean, if there's one audition I should be able to nail, you would think it was look like my own son's mother. And the woman they hired had like a square jaw. She was a little bit more like Germanic looking. She was had lighter hair, blue eyes, light skin. So, yeah, they didn't. It's fine. It's totally fine.
So did she look like your son?
No. But they just, because he has sandy hair and he's lighter skinned than
it's
I am.
All okay.
Yeah. So that, yeah. I'm fine. I'm totally fine. But I laughed to Griffin. I said, look, you could have been like, this kid's name is Max. I said, you could have been like Max. You could have been out in Los Angeles doing TV shows. And he's like, yeah, but I have perfect attendance. So
they should have let Griffin break you the news that you weren't going to play his mom. Like, sorry.
That would have been really funny. I knew it when they called and they put us on hold. They said, hey, you're on hold for this commercial tomorrow. We'll call you back when we know for sure. And I was like, oh my God, they're still deciding. I know they want Griffin. And yeah, I knew it. I saw that one coming a mile away. It's time now for our news. We'll find out more about some gadgets that Steve Van Dinter has for us. And we'll talk to Michael. Would you say you want to talk about the James Corden, Late Late Show?
Yeah.
And he's at Zany's this week, fresh off his appearance from the Late Late Show with James Corden. Michael Palasak, go to Zany's.com for ticket information. Also go to Verizon.com for all the great gadgets that we're talking about tonight. And follow Steve Van Dinter on Twitter at SVanDinter.
You got
find
it.
Out where he is in the world. Oh, we got to talk about hauntings in Louisville and the
Waverly Center. About this.
Yep. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and I'm trying to figure out what to do for my mom, and I'm excited to see I don't know if I want to go to brunch. Do you know what I did 2 years ago? I'm going to bring this right back around to knife and tying because I didn't get a chance to come back to this. 2 years ago, I remember spending my Mother's Day. The boys were doing something in the morning. Griffin had like some event. So I was like, all right, I wasn't going to get up early enough for that. So I went to the knife and tying by myself, sat at the bar and watched the Cubs game that ended up going into extra innings on a Mother's Day. And I was like, great. This is the best Mother's Day ever. I mean, I think some moms do like going and like maybe getting a massage. Brunches are just a lot of stress. You know, it's you wait in line for a long time for an omelet.
And you have to plan ahead.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Yeah. So I will probably, at some point, I'm sure I'll find my way over to Knife and Tyne. Again, Knife and Tyne is closing on June 10th. I'm so sad to hear that one of my favorite restaurants in Chicago, and actually a restaurant that we kind of grew up with on this show, they opened their doors the same month that I got this show permanently.
Wow.
And,
so I'm a little bit sad to hear that Carissa Schaefer used to listen to my show before we knew each other. While she was like gutting the restaurant and decorating, and she messaged me one night because she heard me ordering a pizza from Domino's, and I was tracking it. I have a Domino's app, and you can see like where they are in the process.
Yeah, I love that.
And we called the Domino's restaurant on the air to see if they really were putting the cheese and putting the toppings on. And she's like, next time call me, and we've been friends ever since. So that's been a lot of fun. Yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to do for Mother's Day yet, and I don't know what I'm getting for my mom. My mom is actually pretty tech savvy. My mother was a computer programmer. She's not daunted.
Right. I remember you saying that.
She's not daunted by computers and new gear. I mean, like it takes a couple minutes as it does for anybody with a smartphone. What else you got? You got the speaker, the JBL speaker.
So we got the JBL Link 10. That was the one with the Google Assistant, battery powered. We had the PopSocket vent mount. We had the Fitbit Versa. And then next up, I wanted to show you the Jabra Elite 65T. So these are little Bluetooth headphones. I'm going to hand them over there to you.
Alrighty.
And you see they come in a fun little carrying case. So the carrying case is actually a battery as well for them. So when you put them in there, they're automatically charging. These are Bluetooth headphones.
There's
no
wires.
No wires, yeah. So they're Bluetooth from
them to the phone as well as from them to each other. So there's not even a wire that connects the two headphones themselves. You've got four microphones in those as well. So if you're if mom is taking calls, they're going to cancel out the background noise and only pick up her voice. So it's going to be crystal clear audio for her. And if she wants a little time away to listen to music, mm-hmm. They're going to be great because they're good audio in terms of music quality. But they can also, again, give her the choice of tuning out the background noise, aka maybe the kids are fighting, or not tuning it out and leaving it in. I see Patty's wearing her favorite headphones as well right now.
Well, the thing about these buds, I think a lot of people love the earbuds so they can like pop in their ear and you know, and I love that it has the noise canceling. I'm laughing because Michael, this is something that that Steve brought in last year and showed mm-hmm. me. I finally broke down and bought one. It's the JBL Studio Tone.
Studio. Yep, exactly.
I know you're like, I can be geeked out too.
Yeah, no. I just love how excited you were about these because when I brought them on, your face lit up and you genuinely were excited.
I love this. So for anybody who doesn't necessarily want like the Bluetooth that he's talking about, because these look amazing by Jabra. They look so high tech and high end.
They kind of do, don't they?
And if it has noise canceling, so the reason I'm laughing is so this has external speakers on it, right? So I have like my own little sound bubble almost. I can just like, I don't have to put the earbuds in.
It's the immersive 360 degree audio and
But wow. I have the choice. So I could do this, right? I could use the earbuds. But
and
I'm
Bluetooth.
I was laughing because when you talk about noise canceling, I was in the kitchen trying to talk to DirecTV and I was in the middle of a call with the external speakers and my family came in. Steve and Griffin were like talking about something. I'm like, Mama! because like it starts to, there's too much noise with these kinds of speakers.
So you actually you can when you call people you're actually just using the external speaker.
Sometimes
that's nice.
Yeah, I actually prefer it because I don't have to worry about the earbuds and it,
right.
like, you know,
popping them in and out and
exactly. But if I'm out of respect to others, I don't walk around like in stores with a speakerphone in the middle of a conversation.
So you put the little thing in when you
yes.
want. Gotcha.
Yeah, I can switch back and forth.
Let people actually hear both sides of conversation because it's always hard guessing like what's the other side of that conversation like.
It depends. If I'm gonna be around people I know who I mean like Esmeralda will know. I'll come into her traffic booth and I'm still in the middle of a conversation with somebody on my Bluetooth and she's like, are you talking to me or are you talking to somebody on the phone? But these are great. I love these.
Yeah, I like
Jabras.
How small they are and I like the fact that you've got the carrying case that's the battery as well and that you've got the dual purpose both for listening to music as well as to take calls.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of a Bluetooth devices, whether it's speakers or again, this is I was looking online because Bose makes something similar to this, but not with the retractable earbuds. This is the only I think that LG is the one that makes this.
So I think Bose, if I'm not mistaken, has one now where it pops out like the little earbuds themselves. They're actually detached from that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. No, I like having them attached.
Well, that's what I worry about. Would you lose them or not? And the last thing I wanted, if we had a quick moment show off, is so this is a What Mom Doesn't Love Kate Spade. So I had to bring in a Kate Spade case today. But there's a number of different designs. If your mom is like my mom, if it's got glitter on it, it's for her. So if I ever sent her a card that didn't have glitter, I think it would be returned to sender. But Kate Spade obviously makes cases that'll protect your phone.
Ooh,
but the one I picked out today is definitely one that would be something my mom would like because it's got the glitter on the back there with the pink glitter.
It's very elegant. It's got a little rose gold action going on.
It does. Rose gold is hot again this
season.
It's
like the phone case if they're around when Pride and Prejudice was written.
Right.
Fancy, very fancy. That's very
cool.
So
that's definitely a way to help protect. And if you're someone that goes without cases, I forgot to tell you, Patty. I know you pop in the store on Michigan Avenue quite a bit. We've remodeled the upstairs, the second floor.
What's going on up there now?
There is a now You Break, I Fix location in there. So if you have our Total Mobile Protection Insurance, let's say you accidentally drop your phone and it's not in the case and you crack the screen, you can go and get it fixed right there on site while you shop in the store. They'll replace your phone screen. It's $29 with our insurance plan, but it's something that's convenient and you know how many fun things there are to play around with.
Yes, a lot of fun stuff.
Patty and I were there for a fair amount of hours.
Yeah, it was a long time.
We played with quite a few stuff.
Well, that's because my old carrier would not let us off the hook.
Right, you were.
They would not
being held
let
hostage.
Me. Yeah, they would not.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we were having a tough time switching the phones. So
that's crazy.
It was a bit of an ordeal. The old phone.
All taken care
and
of eventually.
I have to say, and I'm not getting anything from Verizon. The customer service with Verizon has been solid. Has been really strong. We had some issues with whether or not we had like HD audio.
HD calling. Yep.
HD calling, and so some some calls weren't coming in, and we dropped the call, and the woman called me back right away. It wasn't like, oh, I guess whatever. But we went through a lot. She went through a lot of different steps, really patient, really cool with me. And, you know, a lot of times you get like call centers, and you're like, it just seems like they are just going through the motions. And my sense is that the folks for Verizon are trained differently and seem really, they've been very nice the three
times.
Well,
it's possible the people that were helping you were out in Rolling Meadows, because we've got a call center just down the road here.
Hello to the folks in Rolling Meadows. So we've got some great gadgets, and all these devices and all these accessories are available at the Verizon store
VerizonWireless.com.
And people have enough time. If Wednesday, you should be able to get it delivered.
Yeah, there's free 2-day shipping, so if you got it into tomorrow, you should get it by Friday. Saturday at the latest.
Get a nice gift bag, maybe, if you want to wrap it.
Absolutely.
Some flowers.
I got mine arrived today in the mail, so it was not too last minute. I'm heading up there this weekend.
Can you tell me? Just tell me off the air.
I'll tell you what I'm off the air. My mom sometimes listens, so I don't want to ruin it.
I would say, too, for folks who are going to buy flowers for their moms, if she's somebody who gardens, maybe try to get an idea of like a plant, something that she can put in the garden, or a planter that might go with what she already has in her collection. Yeah.
Maybe some rhubarbs.
Hey, I mean, you know, that's not a bad idea. I'm just saying. Let's catch up with our friends more when we come back. 312-981-7200. We'll also talk about a couple apps. I think that there's some things that Google's come up with that is going to change things for folks. And if there's any questions that you have for Steve or for Michael, ask him what James Corden's like in real life.
And I know about phones, too.
Oh, there you go. He knows about phones. 312-981-7200. More in a moment on 720 WGN. A little less than 2 weeks ago, our friend of the show and one of our favorite comedians in Chicago, Michael Palasek, was on the Late Late Show with James Corden. And congratulations on that.
Thanks.
You've done a lot of these late night shows.
Thanks. Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so tell me, how does it rank as far? I mean, you don't want to say like what your favorites are. You've been on Conan, you've been on Letterman, Leno. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. You had your own half-hour special on Comedy Central.
Yeah. I feel like this was the most fun just because it had been a long time. Like, perspective out of my career-wise, it's been a while since I've done TV or late-night TV. Mm-hmm. And I kind of found out last minute, and like my parents flew out for it.
Oh, that's great.
Nice.
And like we were deciding what to do on the show like up to the night before. So it was really exciting to just be like, well, this is what we're working on. Like, it felt like a real TV show thing.
Were you working on it with anybody from the show?
Ryan Williams is a producer. He used to work at a couple of the other shows. Uh-huh. And I had talked to him or sent him stuff for about 3 years. And finally, a spot opened up. And he just came out to a show a couple times and gave me notes, and we worked on it.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It was a great set.
Thanks.
And very cool. And people can see an entire headliner set from Michael. You know, when you see comics, there are some comics who maybe do some of the late shows, and they might not have the whole half hour or 45 minutes set to close a show. There are some great comics who can't. I mean, like, some of the strongest are from Chicago. Pat McGann, Michael Palasek. We've had, I know, Megan Gailey's going to be at Zany's coming up pretty soon, too. Yeah. So a lot of great Chicago comics who you've seen on the late shows right here from Chicago are going to be at a lot of the clubs here, especially at Zany's, celebrating their 40th anniversary. So bringing home a lot of comics as well. So you can go to zanys.com for ticket information about those shows. And so did you perform tonight?
Yeah, we had our first show tonight.
And how'd it go?
It was great.
Isn't that fun? Yeah. It's one of the best rooms in the country.
I love being, because it's like the whole week, I love being there Tuesday through Sunday. I know like a lot of comedians complain about it, but I love doing all the shows, and I'm downtown.
It's one of the last clubs in the country that does three shows on Saturday nights. Are you doing three shows Saturday?
Yeah.
Nine shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I heard all the clubs used to be Tuesday through Sunday. Are there a lot of them?
Yeah. I mean, there were quite a few that would be Tuesday through Sunday. I think when I got in, they weren't necessarily all doing that. A lot of them were like Wednesday through Saturday. I know the Skyline was in Appleton was Wednesday through Saturday. Yeah. So is the cafe. Yeah, most of the ones that I worked.
A lot of Funny Bones were Wednesday through Sunday.
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah, there were some clubs started dropping their Sunday night show. Yeah. I mean, especially now, it's like there's so much to choose from.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people doing like their Netflix specials and things like that too.
One owner of a comedy club told me that he always kept the Sunday show on because if you just let the comedian finish on Saturday show, he would expect to be paid more because the show's been so great. So he's like, we do the Sunday show to bring him back
to deflate his ego?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like the crowds are smaller. The worst show. He'll he'll accept what we're giving him.
I don't like that at all.
No, I don't like it either, but it's funny that people are out there that think like that.
Well, don't even get me started about some of the things that comedy club owners and bookers have told me over the years and their attitudes toward comics. I mean, at some point, like, you know, we comics are the ones that bring people in, but they make their money off of selling drinks.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of that's why I love comedy clubs, but I enjoy doing theaters because you can kind of stretch out a little bit. There isn't the pressure of the wait staff or dropping checks and things like that.
So. It seems a little more pure. Like, you're up there talking and they're going to laugh. There's not all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a club is very special.
Oh, the energy is incredible, especially at the Downtown Club. It's one of the oldest comedy clubs in the country.
Yeah.
A lot of history there.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I'm doing a gig coming up later in the year, and somebody was like, "Hey, do you have contact info for Seinfeld or Leno?" Do you think? I was like, "Oh, I wish." I mean, like, that. Do you think I wouldn't be calling them and having them on my show if I had that info? So
one of the late night phone calls.
Yeah. Exactly. Have you ever met Seinfeld? I know you've met Leno.
Never met
obviously,
him. I did Leno, but Ryan Hamilton opens for Seinfeld.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense because Ryan Hamilton is really clean. I mean, he's a Mormon comic, so that tells you how clean he is.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Very nice guy.
One time, I'm Catholic, and I was going to Mass, and we were co-headlining Toledo, and he's like, "I'll go to church with you." I was like, "Okay," and we went to Mass on Sunday, and then afterwards, he's like, "You know, there's a Mormon service over here." I was like, "You got me. You tricked me." This is
did
what you
go?
Guys do. Yeah, we went. One of the hours.
And what'd you think?
It was good. I guess there's a 3-hour thing, and we went to
the middle
hour.
Wow. I was raised in the Mormon
Church. Oh, okay. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I know.
You and Ryan? Yeah, so we went to the middle hour where, like, people from the church give a reading and then tell. They talked about gossip, I remember. Because I remember thinking, I was like, "I'm going to gossip about this."
I'm going to tell everybody what you guys do behind these closed doors. Yeah. How fun, though. I mean, that's one of the things about being a comic is you do get to have, like, these adventures that you know you wouldn't otherwise.
Yeah, you might join a different religion. Because
I mean, maybe, I guess. Some of the things that I would do on the road, I always love finding, like, just a small, interesting restaurants. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite, the first time I ever saw a theater where you could eat in the theater, like they had, had table service, it was Fargo. Fargo has what's the sister city with Fargo? There's a city.
Moorhead?
Yeah, Moorhead. Yeah. Moorhead, Minnesota, and people in Fargo really hated the movie because the movie's mostly about Minnesota.
Yeah.
But that was the first time I ever saw a theater, and it was just like a neighborhood theater, and they happened to have like some fun, like mostly burgers and hot dogs.
Yeah.
I was like, this is amazing.
Probably a restaurant that was going out of business. Like, let's show movies.
Let's show movies here too, and like bowling alleys and dive bars and having conversations with people across the country. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, one time I did a show at a college, and the people that booked me just stood in the back and talked throughout my whole set. But there was like one table that laughed at everything, and afterwards they're like, "You want to go bowling?" I was like, "Yeah, I'd much rather hang out with you guys
than the people who talk."
Talk to my whole set.
That's a weird thing too, is that people will ask me, like, they'll have a dinner during the show or before the show. Oh, I was going to do a gig, and it was a dinner, and they said, "Oh, we're going to bring you up during dinner." I'm like, "Would you mind waiting until everyone gets dessert at least?"
Yeah,
and they're like, it's just hard to make people laugh when they're eating, and then a third of the room will have their back to me because they have their food in front of them, and they're like, "Oh, or you can make it part of the act." And I was like,
"Oh, you don't know how this works."
Yeah. I said, after about 20 years in the business, I have a pretty good idea how this is going to go down. And I hate sounding kind of mean about it, but I was like, I want them to enjoy the show too. I want it to be the best possible outcome. It's when people are eating, but they'll ask you to sit down and eat with them.
Yeah.
And I can't do that either. I always feel like I'm being rude.
No.
But when you sit, like, there's a psychology to getting ready to go up and perform. Yeah. And also, it takes you out of your element if you're like, you know, everyone's like, "So, you're gonna be funny, you're gonna tell us some jokes, you're gonna make us laugh," and you're like, "Oh, I just let's keep this precious."
I did one recently where I was invited to eat, but they didn't like say, "Do you want to sit with us?" or anything. There was just food before, so I just went to go get food, and there was no one. I just sat at a table by myself, which was way weirder, I think, than sitting with people, because it was the table that was closest to the stage.
No one was
sitting in the one so I was like, "I'm gonna sit here and watch myself." Apparently,
have you ever made audience members move closer to the stage? I've done that.
I have, but I mean, I think they should. I think everyone should sit as close as they can.
Yeah, I was at a theater in Michigan,
it was a
movie theater, and they'd rented it out to do a fundraiser, and I could see people coming in, and like about 8 rows empty in the front, and I just went up and down the aisles. I'm like, "Thank you so much for coming out tonight."
Yeah.
please do me a big favor and move forward. I go, it's just, it's a more fun show. Laughter is contagious.
Yeah.
The energy will be better. And I was really grateful that they all, plus I look so desperate.
Comedy shows should really have an usher. There should really be an usher being like, yes, you have to sit here.
Your seats are over here. Yeah. I agree. But people don't like to be told. They're always afraid we're going to pick on them. And so what I tell people is that I actually pick on the people in the back.
Yeah.
I have a wireless microphone. I will go talk to them. Let's take a break here. I have a question for you guys. And I feel badly I'm going to do this without Jen Weigel here. Jennifer Weigel posted a picture of her son, something her son was doing at the beach that caused a beachgoer to get very irate and ended up with the police being called on a 12-year-old boy. 312-981-7200. Do you have somebody in your neighborhood that just has to make a big deal out of everything? 312-981-7200. We'll talk about that after the news. Friend of the show, Jennifer Weigel, and I apologize to Jen. I just, it was bothering me on my way in. She had posted a story about her son who was playing at the beach in Evanston. And you can follow Jen Weigel on Instagram. You can see this, you can actually see the photo of the sort of sculpture. It was some rocks with some driftwood. Her son was sort of arranging them and sort of visualizing a sort of his own sculpture, you know, a temporary sculpture. And this woman lost her ever loving mind, was yelling at Jen's son, and then eventually ended up calling the police because he was putting driftwood on the rocks at the beach. And I just thought, what's wrong with this woman? But do you have somebody in your life, in your neighborhood, who just cannot stay out of anybody else's business, always has to start a situation going, but calling the cops on a 12-year-old kid because he's stacking some driftwood on some rocks? By the way, here, Steve Van Dinter, I'll show you. Those are the, exactly.
I've got it pulled up.
Everyone's pulling up. So yeah, you can follow Jen Weigel. That's Weigel. And she's also an author. She's a broadcaster, and she's gonna be mad at me for talking about this without her. But it just boggles my mind because her son's been going down to the beach playing. He's digging and, you know, searching for sticks. Basically, I'm gonna have her tell this story in the next week or so because it is astounding to me. Again, wondering if you have somebody in your neighborhood who they can't keep their nose out of your business. They always have to be starting something because. Hey, Billy, what do you want to say about busybodies in the neighborhood?
Good morning, Latewood Pretty Patty. There's a neighbor, and for the sake of argument, let's call her Amanda. She wants to know everybody's business, but when it comes to talking about her family, she's top secret. But for instance, one day ABT came to drop off, I think it was like a dishwasher or something from my mom. This was a few years ago, and she's out there just watching and watching and watching. So then, you know, we saw her from the window. So then, like about a couple hours later, she comes by and she's asking, you know, oh, what did you get? Oh, we got a dishwasher. So we're, you know, blah blah blah, blah. We're talking all about it. So then, a couple months later, two trucks pulled up by her, you know, and so we did the same thing. Me and my mom, we went for a walk. It was nice. So we asked her, oh, what did you get? Oh, I really can't talk about it.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah, I mean, just odd. But she's the type of person, she's got to know everybody's business, because I feel kind of sorry for her because she's by herself. She's
right.
In her, you know, like early 60s, but always complaining about something.
Right.
And you know, oh, this hurts. I go, and I told her everybody's in pain, and I joke with her. I go, I make a joke with her, Patty. I go, if it wasn't for pain, we wouldn't know we were alive.
That's right. Do you?
Because everybody has something, right?
Yeah. Do you ever feel like you like kind of like take the long route to yes. avoid her? Yeah.
Yes. You know, Patty, it's so funny you brought that up. About a couple months ago, the weather started getting nice. So in our backyard, there's like a bunch of shrubs and different things and dead bushes. So I purposely dug them up. So I had like an easy pathway to avoid going past her house. And it's like, and it's so funny. And I she's the type, she'll just keep, you know, talking and talking and talking and think the whole world revolves around her. And, you know, I kind of do feel sorry because her kids moved away. You know, I'm guessing to get away from her, but, you know, who am I to say, ba-dum-bum, you know? But there's the old Rodney Dangerfield line, you know, like when you want to put your nose in everybody's business and I think they live vicariously through other people.
Right.
Which is okay, but the point with her is, I think she's also very jealous of other people. She always wants what other people have.
Right. She's measuring herself against everybody else. Yeah.
You should be happy with what you have.
And it sounds like she doesn't know boundaries either.
Yeah. Oh, no boundaries. There's so many things with boundaries. But you know what? You know, life is funny that way. The people that are part of our lives for like maybe 2-3 minutes. And don't let them upset you. Just go on with your day.
Well, as long as they don't call the cops on my kid, because that's what happened to Jen. Mama Bear got mad.
There are stories about that. People, you know, what I always looked at too is the people that are judging other people, how they raise their kids or they do this, that, they should just worry about their own lives, you know, because everybody's.
I bet she's upset. She didn't think to build that in the wood, in the sand.
Yeah, she's mad. She's accused Jen's son of making a mess at the beach.
How can you possibly make a mess at a beach? You know, I mean, you're there to have fun. Yeah. Let a child be a child.
Well, especially if it's things that are already there, rocks and sticks. Yeah. It's not like he was making litter or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not like she was at like a China store and you know was knocking over China dishes and you know running wild. No, the child was having fun. Yeah. You know, and I was talking with a friend of mine not too long ago that the one thing lacking with kids nowadays is every parent's got to get their kid a cell phone, smartphone, this and that. Let the child use their imagination. You know, that's what's lacking, too. And a lot of parents, they use those smartphones as like a cheap babysitter because their kid can play video games and different things on them. You know, why don't you – the worst is when a mother and a daughter or a father and a son are sitting across each other for dinner at a restaurant, and they're both on their texting.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's so odd.
Well, Steve Van Ninja will tell you that the first cell phone Griffin got, he was 14. He just got it this year.
Oh, okay.
And but can I tell you one of the things that Griffin's doing in his cell phone? Studying theology.
I hate to see that in a restaurant.
Right? Father, yeah.
Studying theology.
He's also
just spent time together, guys.
He's also looking up old Doctor Who episodes, so I'm not going to make Griffin sound like he's all that. But it's almost he's always like he's listening
to
lectures.
The roots of Buddhism.
Have a great night, Billy.
Thanks. You too, Patty.
Thank you. And we have Southside Frank who wants to talk about a busybody in his neighborhood. How you doing, Southside Frank?
Hey, how's everybody doing, Patty?
Really well, my friend. What do you want to tell us?
Very good. About 16 years ago, Patty, I had an accident in my Cadillac, and it was total. So my father bought me another one.
Nice.
And there was a drifter that worked across the street at the church that was across the street from my house. So I pull up in the one that my father replaced for me. He comes outside, and he says, are you going to tear this one up too?
Oh,
he said this to my
friend. Jeez.
And I said, how about you mind your business and you concern yourself with what goes on at the church?
Exactly.
So he makes it his business to go back and tell my father what I said.
And my father
said, did you say that to him? I said, yes, I did. I said, now I'll tell him the same thing again with you saying it. Everybody was in everyone's business for all of 2 summers. Until he left and moved on and went somewhere else. I don't know where he went.
Oh, boy.
But that was the busiest summer. Those 2 summers were the busiest that we had over there on my block on 84th and Damon on the south side at that time.
Oh, man.
He was in everyone's business, Patty. Everyone.
I love that you still remember it. Yeah.
Oh, I remember just about everything, Patty. I really do.
It stays with you. The neighborhood busybody. Oh, man. By the way, Frank, what year was that Cadillac that you totaled?
It was a 1988 Fleetwood, all blue.
Oh.
And it wasn't even my fault, Patty. I was at the barbershop, and someone ran into the barbershop and said, who owns the blue Cadillac?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that's me.
Oh.
And come to find out, it was a young woman that worked with me at Murray's Discount Auto Parts. Yes.
No.
She totaled my car, and she was going to run.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
She pulled out her license plate, and then she stopped.
Oh, man.
And the week after, she disappeared, Patty. She disappeared, and she lived not even a block from me.
Oh, gosh.
Her mother wouldn't tell anyone where she was, and, of course, she had no insurance. And the car belonged to a gentleman that I really didn't want to get into it with because he was a well-known gangbanger on the South Side. Oh, so we kind of left that alone.
This got dramatic. Yeah. Yeah, this got a lot of turns to it.
Movie.
That's wild.
It was a nice car, and I really liked it. But, you know, they insurance said it was a total loss.
Yeah.
So they took it and scrapped it.
Oh, yeah, that's heartbreaking. That. Oh. Well, how'd you like the car your dad got you?
Oh, I loved it. It was the very same car with peanut butter interior. That was the difference.
What a great story.
I sold that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thank you for sharing that. Daddy. I love it. Thank you, Southside Frank.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
You do.
You too.
Speaking of a car, I have to show you guys. I'll post this at some point. I don't know if I have the license plate in it. My very first car was a 76 Toyota Corolla station wagon.
All right.
And I loved that car. I absolutely loved it. But it was a rust bucket. By the time I got it, it was like, I don't know, like 16, 17 year old car. And it was like there were holes in the floor. Like it was a Flintstone car.
You could see the ground.
And not on my side. Yeah. But whenever someone get in the car, I'd be like, make sure you keep your feet off to the side. My dad ended up like sort of jimmying something so we could kind of cover that spot up. And then you could use any key to get into the car. And while I was driving, the keys would fall out of the ignition and the car would still keep going. I know. It was a crazy car. But I was leaving here one night. I was going down St. Clair and I turned down Ontario. And I did a double take because I saw the exact same color, the exact same model, a 76 Toyota Corolla station wagon. And I thought, who is refurbishing and rebuilding a 76 Toyota Corolla station wagon? Yeah. I mean, I don't even remember seeing that car when I had that car. You know, it wasn't like I remember seeing it on the streets. Yeah. It made me laugh. So I just thought of that when Southside Frank was telling us about his Cadillac. Here, I'll pass this around while we take a break. But that's my I know that is a 76 Toyota Corolla.
It looks nice. For 76.
They redid that. Yeah. I know. It's. I'm telling you.
You said your color was
exact same color. Wow. I have pictures of me with my car when I was in high school. It's a cute car. It was a great car to have. Part of me wants to know the story behind whoever
had that was your car.
Yeah.
I did. By the way, guess who I sold my car to, Esmeralda? That 76 Toyota Corolla.
Who?
Victory Auto Wreckers.
Of course.
The door didn't fall off when you opened it, but I remembered because the strut, it was so rusted that the strut popped up through the hood while I was driving one day to school.
Gosh.
And I didn't know what had happened. I just thought that the hood flew open.
Yeah.
So I bungee corded the hood down and drove the rest of the way to Langtech and home. By the time I got home, the tire was like tilted out.
Oh, no.
So that was that for that car. So I really want to know the story behind whoever maintained this little 76.
You had a bungee cord in your car?
Oh yeah,
just in case.
I was actually pretty impressed by that too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I have jumper. I always travel with jumper cables, bungee cords. Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Nice.
You never know when you might have to haul something.
You really don't.
You really don't. More after this on 720 WGN. Tell me something good as we wind down before Nick D.
Yeah.
What's making you happy tonight? Tell me something good. We need to do this. I need to encourage people to do this more often, every single day. If you're not going to call in at 2 a.m, I know it's late. Maybe don't want to talk right now or text us. We were talking about this last night with Jen Zanotti, our Motivational Monday expert, and we were talking about writing down 3 things every single day for 30 days or maybe just for a week. Write down the things that you're grateful for, and you can, just something to keep true. Just if it's just you're happy that you have a home to live in or you have a car, I'm grateful that I have a job to go to. I'm grateful tonight that I'm really happy about how beautiful the weather is, and I'm putting up my hammock tomorrow. And I'm probably going to plant a few. I think I'm going to plant an herb garden. I haven't done that in a few years.
That's
it's
beautiful.
Summer
that's
really in Chicago. Nice. Steve Van Dinter, tell me something you're happy about.
Yeah, so May is actually Military Appreciation Month. So I've been working on a fun thing that's coming up to recognize military moms. So Mom's Day is coming up this Sunday, and we're partnering with 13 influencers from across the country to recognize military moms. So if you know a deserving military mom,
and we have many military moms listening to the show.
Yes. So if you, they've if called you in, are a military mom, or you are a know a deserving military mom, and they would be, you know, worthy of a tech makeover, look for the hashtag VZMilitaryMoms on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Submit their name, and our influencers are going to be picking winners, and they'll get a $1,000 shopping spree on Mother's Day. To come out to one of our stores and near them and actually pick it up. And, you know, doing some number research, there's like 1.8 million veterans mm-hmm. who are women, and 40% of all women on active duty right now are actually moms. So there's a lot of deserving ladies out there.
Producer Michael Heidemann, can you do me, I have to say that because otherwise Michael Palisak will be like, huh? can you do me a favor in the podcast or somewhere in there? Can you put the hashtag VZ Military Moms so people have the link for that? Is there a way to do that in the podcast?
Absolutely.
Or we can do it separately on my Patty V Show page, by the way, because the podcast will be there before I even get a chance to get on the Kennedy because I leave while Michael's still working.
I could have done that too, Patty.
Well, I know. Michael Palisak, tell me something good.
I'm going to the White Sox game tomorrow, my mom and
I'm going too.
What?
Hey, no, yeah. Where are you sitting? Wait a minute.
Like 3:35.
All right. Excellent. Yeah, the game's they're playing the Pirates tomorrow at 1:10.
Yeah.
You can also hear that game, obviously, on WGN Radio. We're in section, I think we're here. I'll show you. I'll give you my tickets. I'm not giving you my tickets, but I'll show you. I'd love to take you to the game sometime, too.
That'd
I'm taking my friend Rob Austin, and thank you for reminding me. I have to stop at his house and give him his tickets for his kids. I'm very excited. Yeah, I'm excited, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. So we're going to take a break here and wrap up in just a moment on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.